the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey is now in a drought warning. Governor Murphy says the state currently is in a record-breaking dry spell.
Every one of us needs to do whatever we can to conserve water. To that point, and it goes without saying, this is not the time to be lighting outdoor fires either.
The warning is one step below a water emergency and mandatory restrictions. The state has seen very little rain this fall, and drier than normal conditions are in the forecast. Workers at Newark Airport could see a minimum wage increase.
On Tuesday, the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey proposed minimum wage increases for workers at Newark, LaGuardia, and JFK International Airports. The proposal ties automatic wage increases to the regional cost of living. To start, three increases totaling $2.25 an hour would be implemented by January 2026. The Port Authority raised the minimum wage for airport workers to $19 an hour last year. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Media reports say two New Jersey members of Congress, Josh Gottheimer and Mickey Sherrill, will soon announce their campaigns for governor. The New Jersey Globe reports Gottheimer plans to announce his plans this Friday in South Hackensack. Sherrill is expected to announce her campaign on Monday. They will become the fifth and sixth Democrats to join the race to succeed Phil Murphy. The two are coming off successful bids for re-election. And in national news, President Biden and President-elect Trump have concluded their meeting at the White House. The two met at the Oval Office today for about 2 hours. Both spoke of a peaceful transition of power and shook hands. Biden said he'll make sure Trump gets what he needs. Trump said politics is tough, but it will be a peaceful transition. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Do we stay dry tomorrow? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Our next storm system cruises by tomorrow. A familiar story, though, as the storm track and our dry atmosphere will not be conducive to substantial beneficial rain. Lots of clouds, maybe a few raindrops, but that's it. We will see some clouds roll in tonight, especially after midnight. It's going to be cold, low temperatures around the freezing mark, lower 30s on average across the state. Cloudy and cool tomorrow, highs back to near 50. That's it. Chance of a late day sprinkle or shower. Friday, we flip back to sunshine and we start to warm up. Highs push into the mid-50s. And the weekend, we're holding around 60 degrees. Not bad. Sunny and breezy on Saturday, becoming mostly cloudy on Sunday. Maybe some showers creeping in Sunday night. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now, current temperatures are in Belvedere, it's 49, Old Bridge, 48, Burlington, 50. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
And weather made possible by 1-800-NJ-LEGAL, your premier destination for top-notch personal injury attorneys in the Garden State, powered by the Haddad Law Firm. Specializing in cases like auto accidents, workplace injuries, and more, call 1-800-NJ-LEGAL or visit 1-800-NJ-LEGAL.com.
New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.